This is Derek Warren here with Nicole Morrison of the FEM County Chamber. Thanks for joining me today.
Yes, thank you for having me.
There's lots of stuff going on here for this month. So
we have our fall social. We started this last year, kind of changed our fall draw into the fall social, which is back from years ago, actually. So that's just a raffle event that we have coming up in September. So our committee is meeting next week. So if anyone, you know, would like to, if you're a chamber member and like to join a committee, you're more than welcome. But that is on September 13th, and we're still finalizing the details as far as the location. But it's a great place just to, it's a great event. It's a short one. It's just from 5 to 7 on the 13th, and then just get a chance to win some raffle prizes. So
To win stuff. Who doesn't love that?
Yes, and there's food and booze there as well.
Hey, can't go wrong with that. All right.
Yes.
And then the next one up looks to be August 2nd, there's a First Friday breakfast. I wanted to talk about this because this is kind of not something you do every year.
Correct. So years ago, we did a kickoff to education breakfast event that was on a larger scale. And we've kind of gotten away from it. And then last year, we kind of brought it back as far as our luncheon. And so this year, we're putting it back as a breakfast. It's at the Holiday Inn Effingham. Breakfast will be at 7:30. And then the presentations from local schools will start around 8 o'clock. And right now, we have confirmed, I'm going to try to go in alphabetical order, but it's probably going to be messed up. But we have Effingham Unit 40. We have Effingham Regional Career Academy. We have Sacred Heart. We have T-Town. We have Eastern. And we have Lakeland.
Boy, all kinds of.
I know. I feel like I'm. I know. I feel like I might be forgetting one, but it's local schools. Oh, Diedrich, that's the one. So they'll tell us what they have, you know, down their pipeline for this year, different goals, what we can expect to see out of the school, out of the students. And so it's just a great chance for the schools to tell us what's going on in person for just a different group of people that may not necessarily be in that group that normally hears it. So.
Yeah.
And you get a delicious breakfast while you're at it.
So. Hey, yeah. Who doesn't love free food?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And find out what all the local schools are planning, and including some at the college level. You got Eastern and Lakeland there, so that's always nice.
Yes. So, yeah, that's next Friday, August 2nd at the Holiday Inn. And you can register for that at the Chamber website, EffinghamCountyChamber.com.
And then we do have a couple of coffee and connections coming up, I believe, at least one.
Yes. So Wednesday, August 7th, and that one should be at the Ballard Nature Center. And the coffee and connections is a more intimate networking event, is what I would say. You know, we have different times that we do networking events. The coffee and connections, once a quarter. It's for people who are looking to join the chamber and just want to have a better idea of what we do and what we can help their business do, or new members. Or, you know, people who have just been with the chamber for a long time, they like to go to it just because it's a smaller setting. And, you know, you can have more of those one-on-one personal connections with people. So that's one of our favorite events just because it's just a smaller event. And you get a, you know, get to know some of the individuals on a different basis. So usually what we'll do is whoever our, we call it an MC, but it's usually one of our board members or one of our ambassadors will lead it. So they usually do like an icebreaker, whether it's, you know, what was your first concert you went to? What was your favorite concert you went to? What's your favorite food, favorite vacation spot? There's always something that they'll do to ask everyone who's in attendance. And just kind of one of those questions that you may not think to ever ask. And it's not one that you would usually think to ask when you're first talking to someone.
Break the ice.
So kind of get a better feel of who they are outside of their business or organization.
And there's coffee involved as well.
So coffee, yes.
Got to have that early in the morning.
Yes, and we usually, well, there's food too. It just depends on where we are and where we get it. But it's usually just grab and go food, like little pastries or breakfast pizza or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds cool. Yeah, and it looks like there's another business after hours coming up this time on August 8th, correct?
Yes, and that one is at Imagine This Marketing Group.
Ooh, yeah.
Yes.
Right, okay.
Yeah, they are going to show off their offices and just kind of give you a better idea of what they can do for you. They redid our website a couple years ago, and they redid our Ham Jam website. So they really help us out and, you know, make things easy on me to update on the background, you know, on the back end by making a beautiful website that's pretty user-friendly.
Yeah, so they've done an amazing job on a few different websites here locally. So I know it's real nice to see. Mm-hmm. I'd be able to see what they do behind the scenes, kind of.
Yes, and just meet their team because they've grown quite a bit. So they have a lot of new faces that I think they just want in, you know, the community and different businesses to be introduced to. I think the only other event that we missed was Effingham County Fair is doing a ribbon cutting on Tuesday the 30th this month during the fair, and they will have a fireworks celebration that night. But this is a thank you to their sponsors. I think it was $165,000. They did a concrete pad or just reconstructed where the rides go, so it's a little bit safer.
Yeah, okay,
from what I understand. But we'll have that on Tuesday the 30th.
All right, ribbon cutting at the Effingham County Fair.
Yes.
While you're out there gorging on food.
Yes. On all their delicious food and going on the rides and just, you know, having fun and supporting the county, supporting the vendors, and, you know, just bring your kids out. All of our events can be found online, effinghamcountychamber.com. Just click on those. They should be scheduled out through the end of the year with all the details. And any questions, feel free to fill out the form online or just give us a call.